So you're going to find yourself in a relaxed position, lying in Shavasana, your feet a little bit more than hip-width apart, your palms are facing the ceiling, eyes softly closed, and your chin is slightly tucked to elongate through the neck. You're breathing soft in your belly, and allow yourself now to go to that safe haven, that safe place where we begin all our meditations. It might be the same as other meditations, or the place might actually change and look very different. But whatever it looks like today, it feels safe, comfortable, like home. It's really your home base within yourself. And then bringing your awareness, your mind's eye, to your throat chakra. The throat feels like it's beginning to widen. And there's a blue ball that's forming in the middle of your throat. This blue ball is a pale blue, sky blue, whatever blue you choose in those lighter hues. And it's pulsating and radiating this beautiful sparkly blue light in your throat. And your throat is beginning to feel open and expanded. And this blue light now is beginning to spill out of the throat and down into the body, filling the shoulders and the chest. This blue light is going down the arms, into the hands. Blue light is going deeper into the chest, into the belly and the hips. Going into the thighs, knees, lower legs and feet. And the blue is also extending up into the head, so that your entire body is radiating and pulsating this beautiful blue, shimmery, effervescent energy. Each cell seems to pulsate in this energy. Your entire being is filled with this luminous blue. This is the blue of truth, the blue of your truth. And because this is the will center, it's a place where you come to truly state who you are and why you are. It resonates. Your intention is as a being of light, in this case, a being of blue light. This is a place where we express divine inspiration and inner wisdom. And being such, it's a place where we're going to use this meditation to speak our truths. And we're just going to stay in this pulsating blue light for a moment. What does this blue light feel like to you? What does it feel like to be floating? Maybe you're floating in a sea, a light blue sea. Maybe you're floating on the clouds. What does it feel like to be floating in your truth? And so we're floating. And as you're floating, allow a thought to come up to you that at some point, maybe today or maybe within the last little while, was a very strong truth of yours. And maybe this strong truth did not agree with somebody else's truth. And so maybe there was a conflict in your life. I want you to bring that one specific thought process and bring it down the spine and ground that one thought into your root chakra and bring it into your sacral chakra and ask, if this is my truth, does it bring me joy? And bring it up into your solar plexus chakra and ask yourself, if this is my truth, does it come from a place of wisdom, a place of light? And bring that thought up into your chest, into your heart chakra, and ask, does this thought bring me a sense of compassion and love, maybe love of self? Or does this thought help me be compassionate towards this person that I'm in conflict with? And if you answer yes to all these questions, then see yourself standing in front of that person that challenged your truth. And let that person see all your chakras light up from the head where the thought began down to the root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, and throat chakra. Let him see all of these centers support your truth. And let this person know that even if it's not their truth, it so empowers you, it so strengthens you, that they can't help but honor that it is your truth. So let them see and know, feel, sense, and hear that whatever you are in conflict with them about, because it is your truth, is what you stand for. It may not be their truth, so you don't want to put your truth on them. You don't need to convince them that it's their truth too, because it's not. It is only your truth. It is only your thought that's manifested in your body. So maybe invite another challenge or conflict into your mind. At some point, somebody said something and you said something back that didn't resonate with them, and another conflict arose. And let's run that thought process through your body and see if it in truth was your truth. Or maybe it wasn't. So many times we speak other people's truths as if they are our truth. Many times we've had parents or teachers or mentors state something. And because we didn't know any better, we took it on as our truth. But as we grew, we came to realize, no, it just didn't resonate with any of our centers or chakras. At which point, give yourself permission to release somebody else's truth and come back to yours. So find that conflict that we were talking about earlier, and again, bring it down your spinal column from your head down to your root chakra and ground it into your body. Bring it up into your sacral chakra. Did this new conflict bring you joy? Did it make you feel empowered? Bring it into your solar plexus. Do you feel strong? Do you feel wise? Do you feel enlightened when you hold this thought? Bring it to your heart. Does this thought make you feel good about yourself? Does it open your heart and make you feel love and loved? And if so, speak it again through your throat chakra, lighting up all these other chakras as your truth. And if it wasn't your truth, see where in your body it did not resonate. And if it was not your truth, what would be your truth? And if it was not your truth, can you give yourself permission to release it and let it go? And find a new truth, one that does serve each one of your centers, each one of your chakras, so that you can stand in your power, in your joy, in your truth, in your love, in your being, balanced, grounded, and centered. So often we say so many things unconsciously that hurt people, that cause conflict. And so often these are not from our truth or from our space of power, but rather from a disempowered place of anger or fear. So allow it to be a practice now. Before you unequivocally speak your truth, check it with all your chakra centers and see if it lights up before you allow it out your mouth, before you allow your throat chakra to resonate the vibration out into the universe. Everything we say through the throat chakra sets up a vibration in this universe. And if we're speaking our truth, it's a very clear, beautiful, strong bell or note or sound. But if it's not our truth, it becomes a discordant resonance that sets up disharmony in the universe and disease in the body. So allow yourself to be in your truth. coming back to your throat chakra, coming back to the idea that there's a blue ball of light in your throat that's going to cleanse and clear all falsehoods and only resonate and shine with your truth. Feel the blue ball. Feel the strength of that vibration in your throat. Every time we vibrate our throat, our vocal cords resonate back and forth, vibrate back and forth. Allow them to vibrate with truth, with joy, with peace, with harmony, with wisdom, with centeredness and groundedness. And when you're ready, very gently, begin to refocus on your breath, allowing the breath to fill your belly. And as the breath takes on your focus, so the little blue ball in your throat begins to fade, even though it will always be there. It will just be in the background now. So you're breathing in your belly, and your awareness is coming back to that safe place where we begin all meditations. And you're finding this safe place, this sense of home, and feeling very content being there. And then when you're ready, very gently bringing your attention and your awareness back to your breath and focusing back on being here, in your body, in this room, aware of the noises around you, aware of the music, of my voice, on a more mundane, realistic level. And as always, to come back more physical into the body, bring the breath down into your toes, allow your toes to very gently wiggle, bringing your breath into your hands, allowing your hands to softly flex and wiggle, bringing the breath into your head and neck, and allowing your neck to very gently loll back and forth. And coming fully back, present now.